News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Now, as you will be aware, there is a truce, a ceasefire, I should say, in place in the Middle East with America, Iran and Israel. Despite that, we have seen tit-for-tat attacks over the last number of days between Iran and Israel, and including Lebanon. Mark Weiss is with us. He's Israel correspondent with the Irish Times, talking to us from Jerusalem. Mark, can you bring us up to speed on what has happened?
Good morning. It's full-scale war here again between Israel and Iran. Hostilities renewed for the first time since early April yesterday. The catalyst for the latest round was events in Lebanon, where officially a ceasefire is in place, but there is no real ceasefire in place. The fighting continues every day between Hezbollah and Israel. However, there were red lines. Although the fighting was continuing in South Lebanon, Israel made it clear that any attack by Hezbollah on Israeli population centers inside Israel would be met with an attack on Beirut's Dahiyeh Quarter, a Hezbollah stronghold. And that's exactly what happened yesterday. Hezbollah fired towards Israel. Israel responded with an attack on Beirut. Now, Iran also has its red lines, and Iran said any attack on Beirut would be met with an attack by Iran on northern Israel. And that also happened yesterday. Israel responded by attacking Iran, despite the fact that President Trump does not seek an escalation at this juncture. And the exchanges between Israel and Iran have continued this morning. And that's where we're at the moment.
And the language is particularly bellicose. The IDF being quoted as saying the Iranian terrorist regime has made a great mistake. That doesn't sound like language that leads to a de-escalation.
I don't think anyone's talking about de-escalation at the moment. The Israeli position this morning is that every attack from Iran against Israel will be met with a response, Israel attacking Iran. We are now in the third wave of Israeli strikes on Iran. The first wave earlier this morning targeted Iranian air defense radar systems. The second wave hit a petrochemical plant. Iran has attacked what it said were Israeli Air Force bases inside Israel. None of the missiles so far from Iran have impacted, have hit. All of them have been either intercepted in midair or have fallen short outside of Israel. So there are no casualties here in Israel at the moment, but it's a very flexible situation, very fluid. The assessment here is that the current exchange will probably last a couple of days. I would imagine that President Trump would want this round over before the beginning of the World Cup on Thursday. But of course, it's very difficult in these situations. You always know how a war will begin. You never really know how it will end.
No, and of course, Donald Trump has stepped into the fray, at least verbally, saying, "You've shot your missiles, that's enough." But given what he said about his capacity to control Benjamin Netanyahu, you wonder how much that'll be listened to.
He made it clear last night, President Trump, just before he called Prime Minister Netanyahu, that he didn't want Israel to respond to the Iranian attack on Israel. But Israel is a sovereign country, even though it is very, very much reliant on the U.S. The feeling in Israel was that when a country's population centers are under attack, then Israel has to respond, particularly in this tough neighborhood of the world, if you like, where any restraint is considered by the enemy as weakness. It was quite clear that Israel had to respond. I think the Israeli response will be relatively under control. They won't attack all over Iran in a way that would force Iran to hit out and strike and totally end all contacts with America over ceasefire. As I said, the assessment here is probably a couple of days of exchanges between Israel and Iran, but we wait to see how this plays out.
Mark, thank you. Mark Weiss, Israel correspondent with the Irish Times. 53106 if you want to get in touch, or 087-1400-106, and you can use...
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.